She broke off, sighed, and inspected the frying pan. "I never liked that man," she muttered, dropping the frying pan on top of Clyde's unconscious body. "Thanks," Matt said. "But what now?" Robin was pulling at Klein's gun, but he'd fallen on top of it and the shoulder strap was still wrapped round his arm. She gave up trying to drag it from underneath him.
"Helicopter, out the front," she said.
"Good idea," Catherine agreed. "I think we need to get a long way from here as fast as we can."
"Thanks for helping us," Matt said to Catherine as they hurried back to the entrance and out into the sunshine.
"No problem. Like your dad says, there's a point where money isn't enough of an excuse. Maybe I've just taken it for too long without really thinking."
She hurried across the causeway, leading them towards where Harper's helicopter was resting massively on its landing area.
"What were you about to say to your dad about that disc?" she asked.
What? Oh, just that... just... Matt shook his head. "Doesn't matter, I'll tell you later, when we're away from here." The helicopter was unlocked. Catherine dragged it open and they jumped up inside. There was no sign of the pilot.
"Tell me about the disc," Catherine said, "in case we get separated or captured again."
"No way," Robin said. "We are out of here."
"You kidding?" Catherine said. "How's that then?"
Outside, a wind was whipping up.
"You can fly us to Rio," Matt told Catherine. Sand and grit blew across the massive slabs. "We'll get a plane from there somehow," Matt said. "We can call for help."
The sand whirling into a frenzy, gathering, accumulating, coalescing. Catherine was staring at him in shock, forming into shapes, figures.
"That's your plan,"
she said in disbelief. The figures turned towards the helicopter, started towards it.
"Who do you think I am?"
Catherine yelled at him. Earthen fingers reached for the door.
"I can't fly a bloody helicopter!"